Yeah, this is the part of the show where we try and find a new forever home for an animal from the Bendigo Animal Relief Centre. And Bark is as they are known. Ben is from Bark. He joins us this morning on the show. Ben, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robert. Thanks for having me on again.
Pleasure. Now, we're talking about Missy today. Very expressive face. The photo on our Facebook page looks a lovely girl. Tell us more.
Yeah, she's a lovely girl. And as you said, she's got all those wrinkles in her face, which make her very attractive and expressive. So Missy's a 10-month-old black terrier cross. We believe she's got a bit of Shar Pei in her, which gives her all those wrinkles. So quite a lovely dog. Still a young pup, so lots of energy and active, but very eager to please. So would be a great dog for someone looking to bring a new friend into the family. She'd be great with kids. She's excellent with other dogs. Just requires a little bit of training. Being that puppy, she needs a little bit of work with her manners, but nothing over the top and quite easy to work with.
Yeah, I wish all those wrinkles would make me look more attractive, mate, but it doesn't always work like that, does it? But it certainly does for her anyway. Yeah. So
you and me both, mate.
So what's the Missy story?
Yeah, so Missy was surrendered to us due to a change in her owner's circumstances. They could no longer care for her. So she's come into our care. She's gone through all our behaviour and medical testing and is now ready for adoption or foster. So we're currently on the hunt for some more foster carers to join our foster care network. And what that means is we're looking for residents of Bendigo. Unfortunately, it's only available to residents of Bendigo to put their hands up and welcome some of our animals into their home for either a short period of time or, you know, as they get to know them while they're in their foster care period, they're welcome to foster fail, as we know it, and adopt those animals.
It's I really admire fostering because, you know, it must be very hard at times to take an animal in. You develop a relationship with them, but knowing that there's every possibility that they might move on to a new forever home. And they're a very special breed of people who will do that, aren't they?
Look, they're an amazing group of people, and we couldn't do what we do without them. So we've got a great foster care network, and we also work with lots of other welfare organisations in finding the best outcomes for our animals. And that's where fostering is really important. It allows us to gather that little bit more of information on the animals in a home environment, which means when we do send them out to their forever homes, we've got all that information and it's a perfect match.
So how does one, what's the process you go through in terms of looking at foster parents for a dog or a cat or one of the animals at Bark?
Yeah, so look, there is a foster care application form on our website along with Missy's profile. So people can fill that out, send it through. Either myself or one of our foster care counsellors will be in touch. It's very simple. You just need to be a resident of Bendigo. There is a small yard inspection that's required. So we pop out and we just check the yard to make sure that the animals are secure and it provides good cover and is so we can make sure we're putting suitable foster animals in your care. And then it's just a matter of when an animal's in need of foster, we reach out to anybody we think suitable. They can either accept the animal into their care. There's no commitment to take an animal at any time. It's a great help if they do. And we'll put that animal in their care for a certain period of time, enable to work on behaviours or gather more insight into the personality of the individual animal.
Yeah, I was going to say, just finally, it must be a very important part of it, is that even though you provide fantastic facilities and a great environment there at Bark, there's nothing better than to, I guess, educate and skill an animal, socialise an animal, than to be in a family environment.
Exactly right. So, you know, around children, if there's other pets in the home, that's great as well. It doesn't mean you can't foster if you've already got dogs and cats in the home. It just means we need to make sure we're putting the right animals into your care. But it's a fantastic help in ensuring that our animals go to the best homes and everyone is aware, you know, of the needs of the individual animals.
Yeah. So if people want to find out more about Missy or about fostering as well, best way to go about it?
Yeah, on our website, bendigoanimalreliefcentre.com.au.
Terrific stuff. Ben, always good to chat. Thanks for that. Talk soon.
Lovely. Thanks, Mark. Take care.
Ben from Bark on the wake-up call.